Experience Audio presents the unabridged recording of Tinkers by Paul Harding, performed by Christian Rummel, produced by Audible Incorporated.
Chapter 1. George Washington Crosby began to hallucinate 8 days before he died. From the rented hospital bed, placed in the middle of his own living room, he saw insects running in and out of imaginary cracks in the ceiling plaster. The panes in the windows, once snugly pointed and glazed, stood loose in their sashes. The next stiff breeze would topple them all, and they would flop onto the heads of his family, who sat on the couch and the love seat and the kitchen chairs his wife had brought in to accommodate everyone. The torrent of panes would drive everyone from the room, his grandchildren in from Kansas and Atlanta and Seattle, his sister in from Florida, and he would be marooned on his bed in a moat of shattered glass. Pollen and sparrows, rain and the intrepid squirrels he had spent half of his life keeping out of the bird feeders would breach the house. He had built the house himself. Poured the foundation, raised the frame, joined the pipes, run the wires, plastered the walls, and painted the rooms. Lightning struck once when he was in the open foundation, soldering the last joint of the hot water tank. It threw him to the opposite wall. He got up and finished the joint. Cracks in his plaster did not stay cracks. Clogged pipes got routed. Peeling clabbered got scraped and slathered with a new coat of paint. "Get some plaster," he said, propped up in the bed, which looked odd and institutional among the Persian rugs and colonial furniture and dozens of...